Welcome to the Virtual Team Heroes podcast. Here you will get tips and insights what you can do to succeed in the digital work environment. Have fun! Welcome to another episode in the Virtual Team Heroes podcast. Today I speak with Rolf Reinders from Agile Walls and we speak about Obeya and how Obeya can help you to have a better collaboration in your virtual team and digital workplace. Hi Dolph, I'm very happy to have you here in this podcast today and thank you for taking the time. Please first introduce yourself so that our listeners get to know you.
Great to be here. Thanks so much. My name is Dolph. I'm from the Netherlands. And I have a career that was based around lean management. Yeah, I'm a lean black belt, later turned agilist as well. And I usually work together with my business partner, Bart Bongers. And a while ago, we discovered visual management as a great way to have teams and departments and organizations organize themselves. I'm really fond of the methodology there that we found. So we decided to start up a business that was completely solely focused around visual management techniques in order to improve teamwork. And so we discovered Obeya, and Obeya is a methodology that was first used by Toyota with the development of its Prius, and it's a methodology that's getting more and more popular these days, and we think for good reason. And we loved it so much, and we saw the energy in groups getting up, and we saw the results getting better. So we thought let's push this this movement forward. So we did two things. We set up a startup that focuses on developing products for Obeyas. That's Agile Walls, so digital and physical products that make it easier for you to build an Obeya. And at the same time, we set up an independent organization that's called the Obeya Association, because this great philosophy that Obeya really is, it didn't really have a home. Somewhere where practitioners worldwide could join and exchange experiences, and also where sort of Obeya thought leadership would be developed. And we thought that if we wanted to have this philosophy put out there in the world and have more people enjoy it, then we should create such an organization. So that's the two things we mainly do.
Yeah, great. And you once told me that you also were affected from the pandemic in 2020 and you have to switch from offline to online work. How did you do that?
Like most of us. Yes, I'm afraid. Yeah.
What solution did you find for yourself, for your team and for your clients?
Yeah, well, we were in the lucky position that basically our clients found our solution. We were building Obeyas, which basically, if you don't know what an Obeya is, in physical terms, it's literally a room where in 360 degrees, you visually organize your whole department or organization around you. So literally moving from purpose to strategy, tying strategy visibly with execution, make sure you have the client present, your problem solving, your most important data should be in this room. So whenever you walk into this room, you would be able to connect different information sources with each other to improve decision making. So that's what we did physically. But then, of course, COVID hit, and there were no rooms anymore because nobody was in the office. And then we thought, okay, so that's it. Then we're not building any Obeyas anymore. And then our clients started to phone us up because everybody was meeting each other online and everybody was working from home. And they said, we're really struggling because everybody is still very productive and trying its best, but we lose so much time in updating each other on what's being done and how to stay aligned. That was basically the challenge. And they said, can we use this Obeya methodology in a digital sense as well? And we started experimenting with that. And for our physical room setups, we already used the digital process, and basically we were able to move those digital items onto collaboration tooling such as iobea, Miro, Mural, Microsoft Whiteboard, etc., etc. There are many more, and it worked because all of a sudden we were able to create sort of one single source of truth again, where people would not only be able to update each other but also stay in touch with the bigger picture. And so then it was born the idea of establishing obeas in digital worlds as well, where people would again meet each other, be connected, and move from the bigger picture to what do we have to do right now, and what do we need to discuss. And it turned out to be very effective.
Yeah, great. You already explained what an obeya is. What is an obeya with your own words for people who don't know obeya? What is great about obeya? What can you achieve with obeya? Maybe you can sum it up in your own words and terms.
We always say that basically what obeya should do is inclusive and sustainable decision making. That should be the result of every obeya. It's inclusive because whether it's on a digital platform or in a physical room, it's a place where people can meet each other. So it's a joint effort. It's an effort of co-creation. And having multiple perspectives in an obeya, fueling the discussion, makes the obeya even more rich. So it's really inclusive in that way, that you can literally invite more people to take part in your decision-making process. And at the same time, doing that with multiple perspectives, but also have all this information around you, literally your performance data, but also what are we supposed to do in terms of strategy? How is this connected to my work? Makes the decisions being made in obeya makes them sustainable, because literally they go a long way. So that's what an obeya does. It literally allows an organization to maintain its purpose or grow into its purpose more than just ticking off the actions and the to-dos of everybody's individual to-do lists.
So sum it up like aligning teams to company goals and purpose in an actionable way.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. And when we're speaking about distributed teams, we know obeya from the office environment or for more strategy meetings, and you have to create the war rooms. I learned it's a war room at business school. We told that these obeya rooms, war rooms, you have any information to make good decisions and align your company strategy or develop this company strategy. So it's more from a physical world, but we now are speaking about having better online collaboration and alignment in teams. When we speak about distributed teams, how can an obeya help managers and leaders to manage or lead their virtual teams or their distributed task force?
I guess what's really important is nowadays, at least that's what we hear from clients, is that you create one single source of truth that's in a space where everybody can visit it and add information and change it as you go. So it's a live environment where that's open up to everybody that needs to be there. So it creates a single source of truth. And that's in my opinion, at least, that's completely different from having a strategy, 80-page strategy document lying around somewhere hidden in your SharePoint environment, which is very unlikely for people to want to open on a daily basis.
Oh, there you have a document with our purpose. It's like this.
Exactly. So it should be there. It should be ingrained in every action you take. And having this one single source of truth, of reference, and combining the plan making with actual data and the inputs of people and their experiences, that combination is apologies is that the combination is very strong. And otherwise the only thing you can do is that there's a couple of people that guard the plan that other people might not necessarily know everything about. And the rest is just constantly updating each other on what's been done and what needs to be done next. But if everyone is distributed, there's only a couple of people that need that can go off course just a little bit. But if everybody just goes off course a little bit and you don't have a rhythm where you're constantly sync with each other with all the information that's there, then if just a couple of people or just a couple of teams go off course slightly, then everybody is misaligned. And that's basically the problem that that a lot of distributed teams face, in my opinion, what we hear back from clients. And that's where Obeya is a solution for. And today in the digital spheres, there's so much development on great collaboration tooling. So you don't just need your Zoom call and you don't just need audio and voice to be able to get a message across. There's a lot more out there that can help you and structuring things according to the lines of visual management. So applying visual management practices next to your Zoom call and doing that simultaneously makes it very practical and also less tiring, more energetic than your everyday 20
We all know the Zoom meetings. Fatigue.
Yeah. So it makes it highly interactive and usually the results are more clear. Yeah.
And I find it great because it's in a digital room on a whiteboard solution like Miro or Mural or Concept Board or all the whiteboard solutions you have out there, and it's there in accessible to everybody, so you can check in, get an update, check out. Then when you have a good Obeya, then it's also connected with your task management, or so that you have task and you look up, okay, where is this task in this bigger picture in my company strategy or aligned with the goals. So yeah. I also have, as an employee, not only my task, but I get a better, the bigger picture, and it's also good for motivation or getting for getting the purpose.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also there. You can see it. It's not only when the person is telling you what they've just been doing and why it's so important and where they struggle, and you keep a note next to you and you're writing it down. It's just there. You can just visit it and you can see for yourself what these people have been up to and how it's going. And so it also allows for a lot more proactivity. These days, especially with distributed teams, everybody's distributed these days, it's very hard to act proactively because the risk is so high of going off course. But with an Obeya, when you can just literally constantly check where other people are and where they're at and what they're planning to do next, it allows teams for more proactive action taking, which is something I think would really appeal to lean and agile teams, because they're supposed to be self-sufficient and independent, right? They're supposed to act proactively. But this, of course, is very hard in a situation where everybody's disconnected.
Yeah, agile team needs a lot of communication and sync, but we can't sync the whole day or working synchronously because it's tiring. It's not flexible, so you need the right balance between sync and not sync and async and asynchronous work, and there's a great solution to do that for agile teams, to sync but not to be synced.
To sync but not to be ruled.
Yes.
Not to like be told that.
You also now have experience with digital collaboration and digital workplaces, or gained a lot of experience and you experiment a lot. I know you experimented with the agile walls and in a digital workplace. What is your and also hosting and facilitation large groups, and what is your experience? What does a remote team group need to achieve goals? What are good habits, routines?
I would say, collect information as you go along. Try to create an environment where people can co-create and are just not just led by the facilitator. We move from agenda point A to agenda point B, but make sure that there's a collaboration and co-creation space. So first of all, always use visual management, collect information as you go on a central place. The other thing is, I guess, is try and use as much data sources as you can. And this goes for performance data, obviously, literally how are we doing, what are the results of our work, but making sure that your strategy is visible, that it's tied in with your purpose, that it's got meaningful objectives, that your planning slash execution is visible, so you can so make sure that you can combine as many data sources as possible, so you create overview constantly for everybody. And the third one I guess is that there's a lot of richness to try to use the wisdom of the crowd, and that's not usually the easiest way, but if you manage to get in more perspective on important items, usually the outcomes, the decisions you make on the plans that come out of it, they go a long way. So that makes it really sustainable. So try and add as many information sources as you can, but also try to get a view on multiple perspectives.
Yeah.
So I guess summarizing would be multiple data sources, co-creation, and always try to use visual management to make things even clearer.
Yeah, and for me, it's also having good communication style, or learn how to communicate at distance, to have a clear intention, as many leaders struggling with that.
I guess actually that's where the visual management can help you.
Yes.
For example, for me, I'm a creative guy, but you could also say I'm a bit chaotic. Having a visual management structure that's just set and clear and everybody knows how it flows means I don't have to direct my creative chaotic brain towards the flow of the session. I don't have to pay as much attention to that anymore. So my energy can be fueled to there where the value is. So that's actually the communication styles are probably getting better applying visual management.
Yeah.
And also create routines for yourself.
Yeah.
Make sure that you train in some routines that always work on the structure of your meeting. And this allows you to be flexible towards groups and group energy and what's happening there.
Yeah. When I combine, I did a lot of in-house workshops before the pandemic because my clients didn't believe me that you can do workshops online. But they learned it.
How can they not believe you, Nadine?
Yes, how can they not believe me? Always believe Nadine, so sum it up. But now they do workshops only online, so they switched everything. But before the pandemic, I did a lot of in-house workshops. And for me, having engagement very high, vibration high in an in-house setting, it's much more tiring for me than an online setting. I'm totally the online guy. I know how to engage the people in online world, or because it's more focused, I think. When you have the templates or the boards, also only work with templates and boards, and you have really focused on a section and time boxing, the people are so high engaged, better engaged, more engaged than in an in-house setting. And the results are much better from an online workshop than from in-house workshop. That's experience.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's really fun. And I hope we will have this in the future. Well, I will do some in-house workshops after pandemic. I'm also booked for autumn for in-house workshops now, but to keep the balance between, or you can have a kickoff in-house to get to know each other better in a face-to-face setting, and then say, okay, I have goal-oriented sessions, smaller sessions in an online visual collaboration space. That would be the idea, the best solution, I think, for groups.
Yeah, at least then we would get some benefit out of this horrible situation everyone's in at this at these challenging times, of course. Yeah, I agree. It has brought some good things as well. I think from my personal perspective, I hope that a combination would work, because I really miss the feeling of having people besides me and the connection I feel when I'm physically present with a group of people. And at the same time, the digital work, it's so effective, and the traveling time it saves, and it's so, a combination would be perfect. But yeah, I guess the main point there is real connection. That remains really hard on a digital way. So if we ever find hopefully in a couple of months, a way to start combining the two, the effectiveness of digital meetings and the connection coming out of physical meetings, I would be a very happy camper. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, cool. In your introduction, you mentioned the OBEA Association. I know you have the first worldwide OBEA Summit coming. Would you like to say some words about this? What's your plan about this OBEA Summit?
Absolutely. Well, in the OBEA Association, we have a very large community of OBEA practitioners. And what we're doing is we're trying to collect as much knowledge on OBEA and OBEA practices as we can, get numbers on it, and really develop the foundational framework for OBEA to grow in. And what's extremely important is real life experience from people doing great stuff, but also the sometimes difficult journeys towards that state, the things you do, the things you better could not do, the things that worked, the best practices. So what we're really zooming in on is getting as much case-oriented OBEA information in as possible across different industries. We'll zoom in on both physical aspects of the OBEA as well as the digital organization of OBEAs. We'll provide cases from large corporates applying OBEA, but also from smaller companies. We'll zoom in on things like OBEA combined with OKRs, OKR systems, and also there'll be some authors, some book writers who wrote books about OBEA, so really get some decent OBEA theoretical background in as well. So it's a 3-hour afternoon, and or for us on afternoon in different time zones, it will be, of course, different. So basically that's what we'll do. And if you leave that meeting, you'll have probably gained tons of practical experience, tips, etc., about what's an OBEA, what should it do, and how do other people apply it, including a network of practitioners that is the OBEA Association, where you can always get in touch with each other. Literally the website has a sort of community part next to it. So if you log in as an associate, the OBEA Worldwide OBEA Summit, is the entrance is for free. So not only do you get to visit the summit, after that there's a worldwide huge network for you to help you with all your OBEA practices and questions.
And the summit, it's the 4th of June.
The summit is the 4th of June, exactly. Yeah.
The date is important.
4th of June, you can register via the OBEA Association website, www.obeaassociation.com. And once you're on there, it's really easy to find your way. You can log in as an Obeya associate, and all the goodies are there.
Great. Last but not least, the question I always ask as final question in my podcast is, what are your personal three takeaways for companies for better collaboration or better teamwork at distance, for better virtual teams? To sum it up, what you would like to recommend? It's like, Dolph,
elevator pitch. Use visual management. First of all, use visual management. Combine multiple information sources and multiple perspectives. Co-create.
Thanks. That's very specific and clear. Yeah. Thanks.
Those three things. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Dolph, for this great interview.
It's been an honor and an absolute pleasure.
Great. Have a nice afternoon and a great week. And yeah, see you soon. Bye.
Bye, Nadine.